Hello, Gift of Life family. We are back today. Me and Mama T.
Hey there.
Mama
Hi.
T, how you doing?
I'm blessed, sweetie. I'm just thankful to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So we have a wonderful show for you today. Mama T, you want to start off with your with the
Psalm? Psalms 91. Okay. Let me pick this one here. Here's one. A good one. Psalms 91:14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I love this one, Jerry. Mm-hmm. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen. Well, what we have to talk about today, I'm going to read 2 Peter 1:9. For the man who has not these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having no memory of how he is made, how he was made clean from his old sins.
Wow.
That's deep. And we're going to talk about remembering who you are, how to remember what decisions to make, and who is helping you make the decision.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. And so we're going to look at the Art Tony Evans book, God Cannot Be Trusted, and Five Other Lies of Satan. And we're just going to review, Jerry, we'll just review, we're almost done because we're on the fifth lie, but we have one more to go. But we'll review and go back to the first one and just kind of briefly talk about them. And Jerry, we know they can always go to the website.
Right.
And they're there, and because you want to listen to this more than once.
Definitely.
Because this is definitely some serious, deep stuff. But the first lie we looked at is called Satan Does Not Exist.
And that's a lie that Satan wants you to believe, that he does not exist.
Yeah, yeah. And then number two, God is holding out on you. So
another lie that Satan wants you to believe is that God is keeping something from you.
Right.
And he does not want you to know or see anything.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people think like, well, gee, I prayed this long. Like I used to think this long, you know, think like this. I'd pray, Jerry, for certain things, this, that, and other. And then it just seemed like, you know, I didn't get the answer to prayer. So I just figured God didn't want me to have it or something. Mm-hmm, so, that's a big old lie, huh? And then the third one. God cannot be trusted. He wants you to think you can't trust God. So that means do it yourself, basically.
Yep. You know? You get in trouble like that.
Yeah. And then the fourth one, this is a good one. You know, and we have these all on our show, so you can go back and listen to them. But sin carries no consequences.
Ooh,
now, you
that's
know,
a big one.
Yeah, you know that is a big lie.
Yeah.
And then the very, not the last one, but the fifth one, you can't be like God. Now, remember, I talked about that, I think, earlier. I think that was before you came on, Jerry, but I talked about that, about the five I wills. I was going to add the five I wills, but Tony actually, he just refers to it. Well, you'll see this when we get in there, but the five I wills of Satan, what he said in Isaiah 14, 13, and 14, he said, I will ascend into heaven. That's one. Number two, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's number two. And number three, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. And number four, I will ascend. See all those I wills.
I will.
I will ascend above the height of the cloud. And this one that we're getting ready to get into, I will be like the Most High God.
That's the one.
Woo! See, so basically, brothers and sisters, I know you should know by now as you've been listening, God just wants us to watch how we're thinking.
Yes.
Because Satan's speaking, and so is God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now we're going to conclude, try to, if not, we'll just extend it. Autonomy from God in Tony's book, and that's on page, if you have that book, page 70 at the bottom. So, Jerry, you want to start there?
Sure. Okay. Yes. Okay. A man once asked three of his friends, a psychologist, an accountant, and a lawyer, what is the meaning of truth? The psychologist answered first, telling him, truth is what you feel it to be. The second answer came from the accountant. Truth is what you need it to be.
Wow.
And the third and final came from the lawyer saying, truth is what you can make it to be.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what happens when we claim autonomy from God. Apart from God, humankind cannot come up with absolute truth. Sure, we can come up with some great scientific discoveries and inventions, and we can make amazing strides in curing diseases, but when it comes to knowing real and complete truth, we are hopelessly lost.
Amen. That is deep right there. Yeah. And now, just in case, you know, autonomy, I even looked it up. You know, that just means independent, having your own, you're the sovereign of your life.
Yes, you are your own God.
Yeah. So it just means being separated from God. But you know what? I tried to find this booklet that I had to show you, Jerry, but this humanistic mentality, and Tony talks about that, but they actually have a humanistic manifesto where they have like 12 different manifestos or doctrines that they say all human beings that believe in this manifesto, these rules, this is what governs our life.
Right.
And it's basically them that's governing their lives. Yes. And so, but like Tony said down here, what you just read, it said that when they're completely independent from God, where they're completely independent, they're hopelessly lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because I said to the Lord, that's because they leave out the spiritual realm.
Well, that's
so they're just living. Right. They're just living from the five senses, right?
Yes.
And so, yeah. So you can't do that on any level or any genre. You got to include God because He's the Creator.
He is.
And with Adam and Eve, that's what they did. They just forgot, like you were saying. They forgot.
Yes, they forgot.
Forgot their position. Okay.
But also, they heard another voice. They heard another voice.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
At this point.
Yeah. See?
So.
You got those two voices. Yeah. You got two voices, two options, but one choice.
One choice.
And unfortunately, they made the bad choice. But the good news, Jesus Christ has given us another opportunity.
Yes.
And so those that are believers, if you're listening, don't see yourself as a hopeless and that there's no hope for you and you've sinned so bad that, you know, you feel you got all these horrible regrets and why go forward? No, go forward because if you're born again, that's not you, that old person. You're a brand new creation. So it says here, Satan intended that Adam and Eve do more than just possess the knowledge of good and evil. He also wanted them to make it their responsibility to choose for themselves what was good and evil were. Wow. He wanted their limited minds to think independently of an eternal and infinite wise creator who alone possesses absolute truth.
Yeah.
You got to have absolute truth, don't you, Jerry?
Yes, you do.
Wow.
And I think that
God
wanted to show them those distinctions, but Satan just came right in.
And he does it today, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, because I thought about that. I said, like, okay, like, for instance, gay pride parades.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Walter, my husband, bless his heart, riding around, driving, coming home, and at certain nights in the summertime, people ride their bikes naked.
Yeah.
Naked. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No clothes on.
Nothing on there. He tried to avoid it one day, went somewhere and went right into it. And then, abortion or whatever. Mm-hmm. These are humanistic manifestos that say, we're our God. If we want to murder, we'll murder. If we want to ride naked, we'll ride. Whatever we want to do.
Without any real regard for anybody else.
Yeah.
What anybody else might think. And
they don't care.
Anything.
No. It's just that self. It's that I. And so that's why we have to have absolute truths. Mm-hmm. And believers, you need to be solidly sold on the truth of God's word.
Yeah.
Okay. The devil wants the same for humanity to this very day. The appeal of modern secular humanism is that humans can live and think independently of God, that eventually our knowledge and wisdom will allow us to solve all of our problems, that we will overcome evil and create our own utopia. Utopia, our own Garden of Eden. In short, we can be our own God.
Mm.
Wow. And, you know, there are people out there that believe that. They think that there'll be a new paradise or that we can create our own little. And I think a way a lot of people do that, Jerry, they isolate themselves.
Heaven on earth.
Yeah. And they'll isolate themselves because I know people. They don't want to get involved in people's business.
Yeah.
They don't just, you do your thing. Mm-hmm. I do my thing because I want to have my own peace.
Right.
But that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm. You want to do that?
However, the psalmist shows us the Lord's response to the idea of human autonomy from the truth and living God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and it says, Psalms 2, 1 through 4 says, Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs, and the Lord holds them in derision. Derision meaning mockery or taunting.
Right. And you know, Jerry, I looked up in my book on page 65, right there, that word just stood out when it says, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed, saying, you know, let's burst forth. And I, and I looked on page 65 in my book, and it made me think about where it says, finding my brothers, be strong in the Lord, about the armor of God. When I wrote down, it says, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Ephesians 6. Well, that against, these are rulers and kings fighting against the Lord.
Right.
So it's a spiritual thing. It's not, now the enemy has to use people like he used a snake. He has to have a physical body, some kind of physical body, to lure us physical people.
Correct.
But in the same thing here, this is the enemy working with these people, these kings on the earth, against not the people, but against the Lord. So see, brothers and sisters, when you sin, when I sin, when we despise our position, when we forget our position, whatever, we unfortunately have to reap those consequences. But you know what? It's really hurting God.
Yeah.
It's really hurting God. It's against God. And but he says, he sits back and laughs at him, you know. It's like, okay. So, okay. It hasn't taken secular humanism long and long to show that it can't even solve the problems of where we and our world came from, let alone how to solve our life problems. Human science, apart from God, has attempted to explain how our earth came into existence and how we got here. One of those theories is called, the Big Bang. And it holds that a huge cosmic explosion started in the universe, but no one has been able to explain, exactly what went bang in the first place. Isn't that something? And they hold on to that.
They hold on to it. And it's you know, I was talking to a young lady and she held this belief. And
really, wow.
And I said, first of all, I asked her, where did the bang come from?
Right, right.
And then, if it's all a big bang,
right,
what or who chose what color the flowers were going to be,
good,
what color the grass was going to be, what color the leaves and the
say?
Trees,
wow,
and you know, then they have to plead.
Yeah.
You know,
insanity. I don't know. Yeah.
But she was a young lady who dealt with paints and things.
Okay.
And I said, you know, if you take all of your paint and you put them all together,
right,
what color do you get?
Yeah, yeah.
And you get a ugly brown goo.
Right, right.
And our earth is, everything on the earth is not brown.
Right, we have
color. We have, God
that's
is an
a beautiful
artist.
Picture. That's a good picture. Yes.
Who just, he art everywhere.
Everywhere. That's a beautiful picture, a beautiful analogy. Yeah, you're making me think of, I remember somebody said that everything that you see, that we see with our natural eyes, and remember Jesus told, those people in John 11 about Lazarus, that he said, you have to believe before you'll see.
Right.
So this is a faith thing. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, and I guess you could have faith in a big bang, but you don't have explanations for it.
Right,
in
God,
you do.
Mm-hmm.
You just do. I mean, I guess if we believe in the big bang, I have to believe I came from a monkey.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how come I'm not continually evolving? What made us stop? There's just too many unanswered questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they say that everything that's design has a designer.
Yes.
So that there it is.
And that's true.
Right?
Everything that has a design. If a car can be designed, if a radio can be designed, if a computer can be designed, everything that we use has been designed.
Yeah. By somebody.
By somebody.
Yeah.
Now, who who put designed all that the Big Bang, creativity into our mind. Yeah. The same person,
come on,
the most creative,
thank you, Jesus,
created us to create.
There you go. There you go. Right there. Now that makes sense to me. Better than the Big Bang, because who created the Big Bang?
Right, right.
The Big Bang, 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 banger. Help us, Jesus. Okay, stay on track. But I thought about that. There's a movie I was looking for. There's a movie called The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
On TV.
Yes.
I never really
watched it
watch it all the way through. Because I think I can watch about two.
It's about some scientists, and it's very
humanistic.
Yes.
Okay. And I watched about like two little bites of it. It's like, nah, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Big Bang. All right. Satan's lie that humans can live and think independently, I would like to say think and live, but that's okay, mm-hmm. independently of its creator is both wicked and destructive. But it gets worse. You see, what the devil was offering Eve wasn't truly autonomy and independence. What he was really offering was a choice between dependence on the true and living creator of the universe or dependence on what the apostle calls the God of this world.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 4:4. Wow.
The devil himself.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You see, brothers and sisters, are you getting this? I hope you are. We just got to watch how we think. And even what we're saying here, this is a process of renewing your mind if you look up these verses.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Okay, Jerry, you want to read that part?
Yeah. A big choice to make.
Yes.
The devil told Eve that if she could just take a nibble of the forbidden fruit, that she would be like God, knowing. But what he didn't tell Eve was that if she chose to eat, then she was obeying the devil himself and not her creator.
Wow.
And the devil was not just offering her knowledge independent of God. He was also offering her himself as her new God.
Wow. Remember, the devil wants more than anything to be like God. Remember we talked about that when he said Isaiah 14:13-14. And while he knew that Adam and Eve couldn't really be like God, he knew he could separate them. Now remember that separation means death. Separate them from the stimulus and the relationship that they had with God. Separate them from him and throw all creation into chaos. If he could just get the man and the woman to do that one thing God told them not to do, and he also knew that in his own twisted way, he could take dominion in the world, giving him a chance to cause turmoil, division, and death, at least for as long as God allowed it. And Jerry, I think this is where the Lord gave me that, not just here, but the revelation in Genesis 3:5. It says, for God knows, this is what Satan says, for God knows to Adam and Eve that in the day that you eat of it, eat means you do, you perform. This is our 4 P's. You perform of it, your eyes will be open and you will be, there's your position, be like, just like God, knowing good and evil. And that's where the Lord really helped me to see that. It's not if I do or perform or behave or act a certain way, then I'll be okay. I'll be in my position. I'll be identified with what I'm doing. No, it's that God makes you be who you're supposed to be. He created you. Mm-hmm. And when he created you, then you'll be right and perfect. And from that position, you'll do and perform from that position. So that's what Satan was saying. Look, no. If you eat from that tree, then eat. Now, eat is an action. So if you perform the way I tell you to, and you do it your way or just your way, don't consider God, maybe on Sunday and Wednesday, but, you know, just you're in control, then that makes you think that you're somebody.
Right.
And that's what we got a lot of puffed up believers with no love. That love means that position of Christ and what he's given you.
Right.
And it says, I think it's 1 Corinthians, I think it's 8:1, it says love puffs up, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
Right.
And that love, whenever you think about love, remember 1 John 4, I believe it's 8 and 16, God is love.
Yes. Yeah.
And so it's God that gives us our sense of worth, our identity, our position.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he gave Adam and Eve,
but they
got duped.
Yep. And when we think that we can do it ourselves, then we step out of that perfect position that God has already given or put us in.
And so, brothers and sisters, I guess the question would be, Are you in your position of who you are in Christ? Right. And this is why we want to have this CUBU conference.
We want to
talk about these four P's and help people to really think about what they're thinking about.
Yes.
Who are they really listening to?
That's so important.
Well, you had that verse too, dear. You want to
what you are thinking. Yeah. To know what you are thinking about.
Yeah, you had that. I think you had that Proverbs. And you came in here in the studio and you were talking about that and getting excited. Proverbs 18, I think it was, 20. And you, the Lord
said, yeah, I got it right.
Yeah, why don't you share that? Because that was like, whoa. Yeah. And so it is important to think about what you're thinking about. Because really, brothers and sisters, you could be thinking wrong, thinking you're going to heaven, and you're not.
Mm-hmm. And this just talks about what we say and just who we are and what we do. A man's stomach shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
And so what would be another word for fruit, basically? Wouldn't it be consequences?
It would be consequences.
It would be consequences. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's important.
And love, when they say love, the other word is indulge. When you indulge.
Wow. Now, right here, you make me think of Matthew 15:19. It says, for the thoughts, but those things which proceed out of the mouth. So the mouth, it has to come from the thought life.
Yes.
Words, what you just said, come from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said earlier, what did you say about the heart?
It's not the beating heart, it's your mind.
It's your mind.
What you think.
Yeah, yeah. Comes out of how you think. And it says, out of the heart proceeds thoughts.
Yep.
Right there, Jerry.
Yep. Out of the mind proceeds thoughts.
Oh my gosh. And that's what we're all about. We want to help people to start thinking better.
And we don't want people to step outside of their position.
Exactly.
We want them to be able to renew their mind and to know the scripture and to live by the scripture and let it be a lifestyle.
Yes.
Not just
here
sometime, there sometime, and living between what God says and then letting the devil tell you what to do and get you out of that position, and you're going back and forth. The CUBU conference is about being in your position.
Yes, and staying in that position
because now you know what position you're supposed to be in.
Yeah. And then when you're in your position, like if Adam and Eve had stayed there, they had dominion and power over the garden.
Yes.
They had that, and they forfeited like Esau, who despised, sold his birthright, sold his position for a bowl of soup. And Jerry, when you're talking about that, the word in Matthew 12:34, Jesus calls them brood of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak, you're talking about the mouth, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Watch what you're saying.
Abundance. It's what you say. It's already in you.
And that's why Jesus says, Tony, Jerry, you'll know them by their fruits.
And you'll know them by the fruit. And the fruit will come back to you. So what you say to your kids, that's how they behave.
I don't have it marked in here, but I know it's in Matthew 12 somewhere here. I got a different Bible here, so that's why I was like, where am I? But it talks about that the spirit, if you don't renew your mind, basically. And in my book, I have a chapter three, about performance. If you don't renew your mind, then demons will come back seven times stronger.
Yeah,
it's in there, Jerry. I have to find that next time. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Because when you get rid of something, you have to fill it with something else.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So, okay. Well, we're almost done here, kind of. So to this day, you're almost done. You want to do that? Well, how many minutes do we got? Oh, yeah, we got about 3 minutes. Maybe finished to this day.
All right.
That's why I put the Romans 6:16.
Yep, that's where I got it right there, too. Yep.
Look at that. Okay, brothers, so you should see this. We have not been together until now. She has Romans 6 almost marked identically where I have it marked in my book. Praise the Lord. Okay.
to this day, whom we obey will determine whom we are subordinate to.
Yeah, yeah,
someone will be calling the shots in our lives. If we hear the lies of the devil and obey him, then we are in bondage to him. But when we are made, but when we make ourselves subordinate to our loving Creator, we get to live in the blessings and freedoms and love he has so richly poured out on us.
Jerry, I should read this Romans 6:16. Right here it says, do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. And remember, brothers and sisters, when Satan speaks, he speaks lies and sin.
And it's leading to death.
Yep, yep. Because sin is lawlessness. Yes. 1 John 3:14. Sin is lawlessness. Okay, we've got a couple more minutes. So do you want to, okay, go ahead. Yep.
God loves us so deeply that he allows us to make the very choice. Our God isn't one who forces anyone to love him or obey him. He wants our obedience and love for him to come from willing, humble hearts. He wants us to see that he is good and gracious and loving, and a loving heavenly Father who had the very best for us at heart when he gave us boundaries and limitations to live by. Amen.
When Satan came whispering his lies in Eve's ears, she had a decision to make, one with ramifications stretching all the way through eternity. So do we. The choice we have to make is who we're going to obey and follow, who will call the shots in our life. The true and living God, the one who lives from eternity to eternity, desires more than anything that we humble ourselves and make him our personal one and only God. When we do that, he will come to us, live in us, with us, give us direction, teach us his ultimate truth. He really is one of a kind, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Wow.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Yes, he is.
Wow. And Jerry, I found that verse too. It's in Matthew 12:45. When he goes out and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first, so shall it also be with the wicked generation. Just talking about if you don't renew your mind. And so I know, Jerry, you're working on Romans 6, and I'm working on Romans 7. So brothers and sisters, we're done with this lie. It's a tough lie. But the last one we're going to go on next time will be Satan wants us to say, I believe that if it feels good, do it. So we're going to start on that pretty soon. But meanwhile, listen to this cute little song. Jerry, thank you for joining me, sweetie.
Thank you, Mama T, for having me.
Okay. And share
happy to be here.
Yes, share this with other people and be blessed and choose God.
How is your thoughts like? Have you been dating a devil? Have you been going steady with him? Have you and the devil been romancing? Break up with that cat, he's a dirty old rat. All he wanna do is ride your back. He'll get you down, down, down to the ground and treat you just like a dirty old hound.
Now listen to it.
Don't listen to the devil because he's a liar. All he wants to do is try to destroy you. Cast down those thoughts that the devil sends. Use your shield of faith and you'll always win.
Don't treat the thought like it never came, but cast it down in Jesus' name.